Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He asked me a question right before the break with the Ravens, Browns, and Bills and their quarterbacks that were all from that same draft and who gets a contract first. I mean, Josh Allen at this point in his Bills career is a folk hero, and he could get even greater from here if he wins this game, this AFC Championship game, and takes the Bills back to the Super Bowl for the first time in many, many years. But, I mean, it's not even close. Now, Baker Mayfield made some strides this year. There's no doubt about it. I mean, the interesting one, though, is Lamar Jackson. I mean, I can't find someone who won an MVP the prior year, got to the divisional round this year, but still there is a question mark about whether or not he is the right guy. Because, I mean, at one end, he'll dazzle you like no other player in football when he's running the ball like he did against the Titans. And then on the other hand, he can be completely shut down and look like he'll never win a game again in the NFL. So that's going to be a question. I think ultimately the Ravens will indeed extend him.
I think what they'll do... They're in a weird spot.
Right,
man.
I know.
They're in a weird spot because they'll pick up his fifth-year option.
Sure.
But I don't know if they're going to give him a $50 million signing bonus and do what they did for Deshaun Watson. I just don't know if they'll do that. You know, the one thing about Deshaun Watson is there is no question that that guy can throw all over the field.
Sure.
And he does run, and they do call some runs for him, although not that many. But I don't know about Lamar. I mean, again, you have to go back. And I know that was wind tunnel conditions in Buffalo, regardless of them saying it was breezy.
Right.
You look out at those. I remember going up there and playing, and I did it with the Bengals and the Jets. And late in the year, you go out of the dugout, the locker room. The first thing you do is you look up and you look at the flags.
Sure.
And when they are going...
Yeah.
And they are blowing stiff in the wind.
Well, ask Justin Tucker about that. I mean, the two.
You're like, man, oh my God, this is going to be. It was like playing at the Meadowlands. Like, Phil Simms and I laugh at it. Like, other quarterbacks would come in and they're like, how the hell? Because the winds were all over the place.
Sure.
And you just say, well, you just learn to play with it, man.
Let's go out to Alan Parsippany. What's going on, Al? Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
All right, now what's happening?
Guys, real quick, two things. Number one, Mahomes concussed Sunday. Is he in line to play next Sunday with the 7-day concussion protocol?
I would bet that he will be playing on Sunday.
I mean, I would think so, but based on the 7-day protocol, he shouldn't be playing on Sunday, right?
It all depends. And every concussion's a little bit different, and I don't even know if they even said it was a concussion.
Yeah, no, they did. And there is a way, there is a path, Al, for him to get on the field. There's actually a couple of sites. No, there is. There's sites that detail everything that he has to pass in the 7 days.
There's five different layers of protocol that he has to go through in order to be able to play. And I'm telling you, there's no way he's not playing.
Of course. Real quick, number two. Guys, can you imagine if the Knicks were like a championship-level team and traded for a big-time star, and that star gets a triple-double in his
We'd be doing backflips.
I'm telling you, there was zero fanfare on Twitter, just group chat. It was like dead. It was a Saturday night. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. And that just goes to show you that the Nets are all hype. Yeah, sure, they have a much better team than the Knicks this year, but...
Well, Al, they're a national team. They're not a local team, which is really funny. I've never seen this before, ever. Like, even with... You talk Jets, Giants, Mets, Yankees. Like, when one of those teams is good, there's a local feel around it that's, like, palpable. the Nets right now are a national storyline, but not a local storyline.
Well, you also had a lot of stuff going on Saturday night. And when you have football being played, it's
not a New York. Like they've been in Brooklyn for a while. It's just not really. We don't identify the Nets as a New York team.
I would like to know who got better local ratings. The Nets on Yes.
Yeah.
Or the Rangers Islanders on their MSG split feeds.
Well, I'm sure that it's going to be the Nets, I would imagine, just because the NBA has more.
I don't know.
Well, Dan, look it up. I mean, yeah.
Because you got two teams playing each other.
No, I understand.
Two fan bases watching.
I still think it would be the Nets, just because it's hard. You're talking Harden debut.
I'm talking about the local ratings.
Yeah, I know.
I would like to know that.
It's a fascinating thing. It is. Because, you know, you put on any sort of national sports show, like this is one of the big topics. You know, for us, it's one of the topics, but quite frankly, I mean, I think our audience is more interested in Corey Kluber signing with the Yankees or maybe Deshaun Watson going to the Jets.
That's the
or
one.
What the Yankees or Mets are going to do next. Like, those are the things that I think hit our, not like, we could sit here and talk about James Harden all day, but like, every national show is talking about what James Harden's doing. It's just strange.
And we spent basically 3 hours talking about it last week.
Yeah.
And never thought we would ever do that, but simply because it is in the mix of Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. And, you know, Kevin, like I said, I still believe that Kevin Durant will be the guy that drags everybody along. And he will be the guy that will camouflage whatever shortcomings this team has.
Mm-hmm.
They will give him the ball. He will make the shots. The floor will obviously be open even more, I guess, when Kyrie comes back. But if they're all shooting like they were shooting the other night, it'll be very difficult to beat, no matter how poorly they play defense.
Tim's in Jersey, and he's on the Fan now. What's up, Tim?
Hey, guys. I don't see how Mahomes plays next weekend because, to me, it looked like a baby deer trying to walk for the first time combined with a sorority girl trying to leave a frat party. He did not look good.
Yeah,
out.
No, I know. Those are funny examples. Obviously, it was a serious situation. He tried to get up. He had no legs. But then, shortly after that, remember, there was a video of him sprinting into the locker room. Now, he didn't come back out because he's diagnosed with a concussion. But, yeah, he did not.
Dude, he's playing next week.
Yeah, I mean, I would be surprised. I'd be surprised.
I could be totally wrong. I could be, but he's playing next week. I'm just telling you.
Yeah. So if you are, and I know that he's playing, I've heard you. But if you're a Bills fan, what do you want to happen?
I wanted the Browns to win so I could have a home playoff game up in Buffalo. That would have been unbelievable. The Browns and the Bills and the AFC Championship. I mean, like, this is great, too, because it's Josh Allen and hopefully it's Patrick Mahomes. But, man, the Browns and the Bills in the AFC Championship would have been
crazy.
Would have been unbelievable.
But, no, I'm talking about now. Like, do you want Mahomes to play or not?
100%.
You want him to play?
Oh, yeah.
If you're a Bills fan.
Oh, not if you're a Bills fan.
The reason I ask that is, like, there are fans out there. Now, I know the Bills haven't tasted an AFC Championship game in a while now. But there are fans out there that feel like, I want my team to beat the best. I don't want any excuses. I don't want people to say, well, you got past the Chiefs because Mahomes didn't play. I want Mahomes.
I don't care, man.
Like, you heard Chase Young, right? Like, I want the GOAT. I want Brady.
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, but, you know, who really cares? I mean, like, you play who shows up to play. And if a guy is out because of a knee injury or for COVID-19, what happens if, like, Josh Allen comes down with COVID-19 or something and can't play?
No, that would
I mean, we're still in the middle of all this.
Pretty bad. If you guys ended up on CBS having to have Chad Henne and I don't even know who their backup is there in Buffalo, that would be pretty bad. AJ McCarron, maybe?
Yes, I think he's on the roster, yes.
Al, you're leaning towards the mic.
Isn't it Matt Barkley?
Matt Barkley, yes.
Look at Al.
Good job, Al.
Wow, you didn't even look it up.
But AJ McCarron is up there on that roster, though.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure.
All right. Let's go to Brian in Holbrook. What's up, Brian?
Hey, what's going on, Boomer and Geo? Geo, it's D-Block from Cavanaugh.
Hey, D-Block, what's up, man? How are you?
What's going on? Listen, that perfect storm I lost the guy's name. Oh, Rashard Higgins catch, the fumble into the end zone.
Yeah, right. With the Daniel Sorensen hitting him helmet to helmet.
100%. So, and I saw it. I get it. But how do you defend that? What's he supposed to do, let him walk in? Like, in that angle, how do you defend it?
Well, I mean, what they're going to tell you, Brian, is, and this is very difficult to do, what they're going to tell you is that you can't lead with the helmet. You got to go in with the shoulder and keep your helmet out of it. Now, us saying that, watching it in slow motion is one thing. You know, Sorensen in that play when he's trying to prevent a touchdown in a playoff game and he's given everything he's got is going to tell you that's impossible.
You know, you had one of these plays. 100%. Yeah, well, you know, and thanks, D-Block. They had one of those game plays in the Tampa Bay New Orleans play last night,
right,
where it looked like the safety came in and drilled Scotty Miller down mm-hmm. the right sideline,
yep.
and they threw the flag. But then they picked the flag up, and they said he didn't hit him in the helmet. And that wasn't under review. That was something that the officials discussed amongst themselves and picked the flag up, which was the right thing to do.
Sure.
Because it actually, when it happened, you're like, damn, that has to be, you know, defenseless receiver, blah, 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 blah. But when then you see it in slow motion and everything, it wasn't. And they did not tack on the 15 yards, which was the right thing.
Did they peek up at it?
I don't, they may have.
They took a peek up there.
I don't know, but they got it right. All I say is this.
Get it right.
All we all want is to have things to be called the right way. We don't want to have the controversies. And we had a number of controversies already again this weekend because we're all watching the same games.
And by the way, did I say this already? I might have told you off the air, on the air. But, like, I want to give the officials credit for that spot in the Chad Henne 3rd and 14 run. Like, we always just slam these officials all the time. They nailed that spot perfectly with the naked eye in a critical situation. You know, and everybody was going nuts, obviously. Tony Romo was. I think it was a first down. But, like, stuff like that, we always get on the officials for the mistakes. Like some a spot like that in that situation, how hard is that?
Let me just tell you something about Tony Romo when he does a game, which is real, okay? When he does a game, mm-hmm. he is into it. He is into it like a fan. That's why the fans like it.
Yeah.
Because his reaction to that play was like everybody else's reaction. Oh, my God, Chad Henne, what do you do? How did he come up with this play?
That's fine, but don't say he sent him to the AFC Championship game.
But I'm just saying that's why people like it.
I like it, too. I've always said I liked it, and I'm glad that he got his money. But also, I'm just going to sit here and say that everything he does is spectacular.
No,
he made two mistakes yesterday.
But he is, like, jumping out of the booth like he's playing, which is nice, actually. You want that. You want the emotion. You want the fire. You want to feel
I agree.
There's excitement attached to it.
I agree. That's fine. I agree. And that's something I like about Tony Romo. He could have stopped short of saying
okay.
the Chiefs are going. He just sent the Chiefs to go to the AFC Championship game.
I know, but it's almost impossible to do that. Once you're in and you're committed, you're committed, man.
All right.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the morning show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
What's happening, Jerry?
Well, we had Chiefs-Browns, we had Bucs-Saints in New Orleans, and turnovers were the main theme with the Saints getting beaten by the Bucs.
Brees in the gun, two receivers left and right. Here's the snap. Brees back to pass, has time, steps up in the pocket, drives it deep down the right side, pass is tipped, it's intercepted on the sideline. The pass got tipped up in the air, and it's picked off by Mike Edwards. Third interception thrown by Drew Brees.
Yeah, he had a tough day, no doubt. That was Ryan Radke, Westwood One, on the Fan. And the Bucs cashed in. They turned points from those turnovers, no doubt. Leonard Fournette and Ronald Jones running for a combined 125 yards. Tom Brady, touchdown passes to Mike Evans. Leonard Fournette had one as well. Here was Brees. So what happened with the picks? He threw three of them.
Well, you know, a couple of them I probably shouldn't have thrown.
maybe forced it in there.
And it certainly did not work out right enough from you. Here's Sean Payton. Says you can't win if you give the ball away.
It's hard to beat a team that's, in the playoffs in this divisional round of the playoffs when you have that lopsided of a turnover ratio.
Yeah, they had the big fumble by Cook, the three interceptions. Devin White was certainly big defensively, and he says simple game.
The thing of the game is if you take the ball away more than you give it away, you win the game.
Well, it's not that simple,
not
but it's
always.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
It's pretty close.
It's a good indicator of a victory, but it's not 100%.
Yes.
When it's a plus four versus a minus four, it's pretty much
of an indicator. Yes. Yeah.
Agreed. Here's Bruce Arians. Tough group, his team.
Can't say enough about our guys. It's a very resilient team, and these guys work, and they have a great belief in each other.
And so awaiting them now will be the Packers and the frigid Lambeau Field, Tom Brady.
Yeah, it's chilly, man. That's January football in Northeast, Midwest. And we'll be prepared.
He certainly is.
So
his
let me
time,
ask yes. you this, Jerry.
Yeah.
You're a good connoisseur of sports and usually have pretty good opinions.
Oh, sure.
Has this been a successful year for the Buccaneers?
Yes. I think Al and I, when the season began, I think we said championship game was a minimum to make it a successful year and to have Brady in there.
You and Al said this.
Yeah, that's right.
I was just asking you.
There's a warm-up show
about Al.
Because we're really one and the same at this point. We do a warm-up show every day.
Yeah.
And
right,
we discuss all these. And we nailed the cool games, uncool games this weekend.
So, Al, this basically meets your standards of where you felt like the Bucs needed to be this year in order for it to be a success in your eyes?
Yep, this is a success, even if they go out and do nothing on Sunday.
So Tom Brady to the Buccaneers is a win.
As someone that played this game, Boomer,
yes.
When I say this will be his 14th conference championship game,
wow. It's insane.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, no, and it's like his 43rd playoff game.
And trying to go to his 10th Super Bowl.
He had 3 years of playoff games.
Yeah, if you think of it, put it that way, sure.
Mm-hmm.
It is nuts. So, well, good for them. They go. His numbers weren't great, by the way, but a win is a win is a win. And
no
the Bucs
turnovers.
Eliminate the Saints. That's exactly right. And for Drew Brees, what's next? He says no decision, or at least he didn't tell us yesterday, if he is going to retire and go to NBC. Right, there you go, Eddie. We will see what happens.
So what's going on with that? So does that mean that Chris Collinsworth isn't going to do the games with Al Michaels anymore, or is it?
No, I don't know. I don't have any inside information, but what I think,
yeah.
I think maybe it would be Tirico and Breeze on Notre Dame for a couple of years.
Okay.
And then I don't know what Al and Chris, what their future is.
As soon as Al gets tired of Chris, then boom.
Yeah.
Well, that's not going to happen. Chris has still got very much his fastball going, and he's still a premier analyst. So I don't.
Yeah, but if Al gets tired of him, then that's it. Just right.
He's
tired
of
Sims.
Happened before.
Al tired of you.
Yeah, it's just sort
of. Al got tired of me in 2 years. So it's like that was record time.
Yeah,
that didn't take long.
I was like the Steve Wilkes of the Arizona Cardinals and the ABC.
Speaking of broadcasts, what the hell happened yesterday?
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Oh, that was
yesterday. Brutal.
Hey, did you guys experience that?
Yes.
Wow.
I was texting Al before the game, like, do you have Channel 2? What's up?
So what happened, what I understand what happened, was local only. It did not happen national-wise, and it had nothing to do with your cable carriers or anything else. It was coming out of the building where CBS local is, and I never got an explanation to that. All I know is I was getting messages, text messages. I was getting, people were sending me stuff via Twitter, and I'm like, all right, hold on, guys. Let me leave and go down in the basement and flip the switch. I'm like, I have no
idea. That would have been nice of you.
Yeah, I don't know what works and what doesn't work.
Nothing worked. I even went to the outside antenna. I tried that. Nothing.
Well, I know the NFL then tweeted out you could watch.
Yes.
The NFL tweeted out that you could watch on Yahoo, and you could also watch on NFL.com or something, if you couldn't get
then
it.
And Twitter, I think, had it.
Yeah, so
I watched
long,
on this.
How long did it come back? When did it finally
come back? Well, it was different for different carriers. Because I got a text from Stephen Waldron of CBS Sports saying, do you have CBS out by you?
And he works for CBS.
And I said,
he's asking you?
Yeah, and he asked me. I said, yeah, I do. And then 5 seconds after I said I do, it was gone. So I saw the beginning of the first quarter, and I didn't get it back until less than a minute left in the first quarter. So I was probably gone for me for 25 minutes, like of real time.
And for me in Jersey, it cut out first quarter, just like you, and then it was intermittent in and out until about almost halftime.
Wow.
Really?
But what a disaster. As soon as it went out, I went to the iPad. I had the CBS.
Yeah, I use the NFL app.
Yeah, you
on
can
my
use.
iPad.
I use the CBS Sports app, and I had it there all the time. And then when the TV would click in, that TV was ahead of it, a little bit, so I didn't miss anything.
Yeah, no, thank God we're living in these times, because I was able to just flip it on phone, and then I went to iPad, so I had a bigger
picture. I turned the radio on and listened to the fan.
Yeah. Oh, did you? Look at that. Very
Look
good,
at you,
Jerry.
That's
How about
good.
That?
Yeah, that's,
yeah.
You can always do that.
I don't have any answers. I mean, you know, I'm just talent over there.
Right.
HR here and talent.
Yeah.
And sales.
Sure, and sales. Right. Yeah, very much so. Yeah, I could imagine, speaking of sales, the salespeople during that blackout were probably having a conniption fit. I would imagine.
I don't know about that.
It's just a guess.
That's not a path I'm going down, man.
It's just a guess.
Yeah.
So speaking of the radio, Kevin Harlan did the radio on Westwood One that we had on the fan. And last hour we heard Tony Romo and Nance on the big fourth down conversion. Here was Boomer's guy, Kevin Harlan.
Shotgun snap to Henny, rolls out of the pocket, throws a pass. It's caught by Hill at the 50. He has the first down, then goes down at the 47-yard line on the far sideline in front of the Browns bench. And that'll do it. He goes down, Chiefs get the first down, clock continues to tick, and the Browns can't stop it.
Not quite as animated as...
Yeah, he was a little hoarse. I listened to him a little bit, and he was a little hoarse yesterday, Kevin Harlan.
Yeah. So,
what did it sound on the previous play?
Yeah, that's the one I'd want to know, with the third and fourth.
That is a great question.
Yeah.
That's a really good question.
Now he takes off the shirt. He's bare-chested and banging his chest, waving his arms, bare-chested.
I don't think that was it.
He went crazier than Romo.
I'm looking. We don't have it, of course.
Why
would we have it?
Who would cut that? I mean, jeez.
Nobody.
Well, that's why you need to have what 880 and 1010 have.
The guy is drunk.
Right? Don't they have like, what do they call them over there?
Service aids.
No, we do. We have Jiminy Crickets. That's what we have.
I think you should demand a service aid.
Well,
Bob.
I mean, damn, Lee.
But
Harris
Bob's not
has,
cutting
Lee
tape
Harris
on Sunday.
Has a service aid. We want a service aid.
Well, somebody is here cutting tape. They just need to know how to be taught how to do it correctly.
Well, we
That's
don't do
problem.
It because we rely on the sports network to do it.
Oh boy!
Just like we don't have the fumble that went out of the end zone in the Browns game. Only the biggest game of the play of the game.
Are you kidding me? You
the Cook fumble. Don't have that.
Oh my God! I used to get yelled at. I put too many cuts in. I used to put like everything in. So I was like, I don't want to be the guy who gets yelled at.
No, that would be awesome.
People are like, you're clogging up the damn thing. We don't have enough space. Who the hell is GG? Who's this guy cutting everything up?
I never would complain about that.
Yeah, well.
The more the better. Anyway, the Chiefs win 22-17. The storyline is Chad Henne in for Patrick Mahomes, who left with a concussion. So I went through the Reed press conference, and everything, not everything, but most of it was about the fourth down call and Henne, as you can imagine, and, of course, Mahomes' health. Here was Reed saying, yes, of course, we were ready to go for it on fourth down in that spot and that distance.
We go through all of those Saturday night with the quarterbacks and – you know, those situations, fourth and one to win the game. You know, what do you want?
And he says it doesn't matter. Henne or Mahomes, all the quarterbacks are in the room and ready to go. He says his team was aware that he would probably send that call in.
There was no doubt. I mean, there was no doubt. I think everybody knew we were going to go for that play on our side.
And so how did the team react?
On our sideline, guys just went, hey, there's no tomorrow. Let's go. I mean, let's roll.
And they rolled right to a win. How is Mahomes?
Yeah, he's actually doing very well. I mean, I just talked to him, and he's doing good. I mean, we'll see how he is tomorrow, but I mean, right now he's feeling good.
Yeah, no, so that's positive.
It's like you asked him about like his grandfather or something. He's doing good. He's all right. So he's feeling fine. You know, he reads his newspaper. He has his coffee every day. He's doing okay.
He's doing
good. Yeah, he's doing all right. By the way, did you guys see that Tyreek Hill pushing the coach thing into break and people were freaking out? I'm assuming that was just him like having some fun, right?
It didn't look like it, though,
man.
It looked at first like it was really bad. Did we ever anybody get to the bottom of that?
Yeah, so they came back and they showed it again.
Yeah.
And you could see the assistant coach laughing underneath the mask.
That was Greg Lewis, right?
Right. And you could see, and you remember Greg Lewis is a former player.
Yeah.
And you got to also remember that the guys on the bench were all laughing too.
Okay.
So whatever, you know, he was just bitching and complaining that he didn't get the ball, which what else is new? But, you know.
How about if I don't get enough time, I come in and push you? Let's see how that goes. I'll get thrown through the window.
Right.
Nothing happened to Tyreek Hill there.
You'd be thrown there in a spiral 40 yards down the newsroom.
I know they were. It did not look good going to break, though. I'm with G. It looked bad.
Well, because of his history, too.
That, too.
Yeah.
Here was Baker Mayfield. He says, yeah, it was really difficult not seeing the ball again.
Yeah, frustrating, but you know what? That's the way these games work, you know. There's long drives. There's, you know, you have to take advantage of your opportunities. We didn't do that today. Just unfortunate.
And they got screwed on that fumble out of the end zone.
Very much so.
Unbelievable.
It changed the game.
I mean, it's really that would have been great. It would have been a great back and forth game. Then, of course, you know, you don't want to see Patrick Mahomes get hurt. You'd rather see the two young quarterbacks go for it. It is amazing though.
when they get the interception to start the third quarter. Immediately, all right, game's over. And then all of a sudden, the game's not over. And then when the Browns, the momentum's in their, you know, in their way now, and then they get the interception in the end, you're like, wow, game's over. Browns are going to win this game.
I thought so, too. And that right there, more than anything, even more than the third and 14 with Chad Henne, would bother me if I was a Browns fan. Because right at that moment, you are in control. You've got enough time. The timeouts don't matter. Go down there and score. Your entire season came down to just having one touchdown drive.
And it was three and out, right?
No, they got one first down.
Did they get one?
And then it ended up, I think. But I remember the third down play, third and 11. He dumped it off to Kareem Hunt, and he got like 2 yards, and that was that. I don't know if that was three and out or not. I think they might have gotten one first down.
Right, the other thing, too, is...
Hello.
What is this? What's going on there? Is that Al? Good job, Al.
Yeah, it was Al.
Just glad to know that Al's there.
Put the guitar away.
Probably one of the reasons why Stefanski ended up punting off of that last series, because he just figured Chad Henne, you know, we got this. We can stop him. It's not Patrick Mahomes. I wonder.
He was asked about it.
Okay.
Here.
No, that was just probably too long there, Tony, that distance. If it was tighter, without a doubt.
It was 4th and 9 with about 8:40 or so to go.
Right, yeah.
And they were on their own 25 or 30 yard line, whatever it was.
Was it 8:40? I thought it was less than that. I thought it was like 4 minutes.
No. Is that wrong? Well, that's when they got the ball back. So they got the ball at 8:40. That's why I remember. I think they got one first down.
Oh, I see. Right.
And then they ended up punting the ball back with 4 minutes to go.
That's what I'm saying. With four minutes to go in the game. Yeah. Not with 8:40 to go in the game.
Right. My bad.
Four minutes to go in the game.
Yeah. My bad.
Your bad. Okay.
My bad.
Okay. Your bad.
Yeah.
We hear it.
You know, CBS was blacked out at that point, so I'm just taking it.
My mistake. I apologize. No, I don't apologize.
We got to paddle anywhere, so we can paddle him outside and hold him accountable.
Make the service aid do it.
Yes.
We don't have one. Bucks, I mean, Packers
on. Lane Majority has a service aid. He has a service aid. Lee Harris has a service aid.
Okay. Yeah, I know. You should have at least two service aids, maybe three, if I'm really trying to break it down. You should have three service aids.
Glenn Schuck got a service aid?
Probably does.
I would think so.
Ride shotgun in the car with him.
Yeah. Mm. All right, we'll work on the service aid.
Lions expected to hire Dan Campbell as their new head coach, and Brandon Staley expected to be the new head coach of the Rams. Knicks blew out the Celtics 105-75. You got 20 from Julius Randle, 19 for R.J. Barrett.
How many 11 people bet on the Knicks yesterday?
Not many.
Yeah, probably not a lot.
Not many.
What was the spread like? 10 or something? 7 or 10?
I didn't look. I don't know.
Now, Jason Tatum didn't play in this game.
Right.
So.
But they still won by 30 in Boston.
Emmanuel Quickly was awesome yesterday.
He had 17, good. 8 assists. They're now 6-8 as they snapped a 5-game losing streak. They play the Magic at 12 p.m.
today. Let's win today. I want to see a win today.
Let's see a win today. And the Nets take on the Bucks tonight. We will have that for you on the Fan. Corey Kluber signs the 1-year deal with the Yankees over the weekend.
Maybe the Magic were out partying last night.
Maybe.
That's what you got to hope for.
Stay in New York.
Yeah, but it's a little different there in the COVID times and the protocols. So.
Yeah, they can't do anything.
Yeah, probably not.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it?
Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Dan's just walking, I believe, to get more Al's Boring Beer is what he was doing. He was going to a restaurant that had it on tap. He was going to get more of it. He's walking across a bridge, and there's this older gentleman who's got his foot stuck, like, in a piece of wood up against a bulkhead where there's water. I don't know what body of water or what. But he's got his foot stuck in there, and he's awkwardly dangling into this frigid cold water. And he's in, you know, he's up Bleeps Creek in a bad way, this guy. He can't get out himself. He's older. He's out of shape. He is stuck. So Dan sees this guy, and he's like, oh, my God, I got to do something. But the guy's sitting there dangling in the water screaming, don't call the cops. So Dan's like, you honestly think I'm going to go down there and save you? Like, I'm not doing that. I'm not falling in that water.
If you don't call the fire department and the police, there's no way that that guy's getting out of there.
And the subsequent...
He's going to have hypothermia and right. Just basically expire right there. Is the guy okay?
I don't know what happened. I know that he was extracted from there, and you see him climbing up a ladder out of there. So I'm assuming that he ended up okay.
If he's okay... This is hilarious.
Right.
If he's not okay, it's not hilarious.
Well, it seems.
And part of the hilariousness of this is Dan filming himself thinking that he's a hero by calling the cops in this situation. And I think he wants affirmation from one Al Dukes.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, this is so much about Al. It's not even funny. He's wearing his boring hat. Hashtag boring. He's on his way to get Al's Boring Beer, and he calls the cops in a situation where he feels like he's a hero.
And even one better, in his video, he tagged the News 12 New Jersey.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. The only thing that's missing from this video is a greyhound, and then it would be completely Al Dukes' life.
Yeah, but the way...
So the way that the video, what makes this so funny, and I'm assuming the guy's okay. He was rescued. He's going up the ladder. I'm assuming nothing happened after that. But what makes this so funny is the video starts, and this guy is dangling with his foot stuck in the water and, like, awkwardly, like, trying to... Jimmy himself out.
It looked like he's like 10 feet from. He must have. Obviously, he fell in for some reason.
He was trying to get something. Who knows?
What, a crab?
I don't. I mean,
it looked like he fell like 8 or 9 feet down.
Yeah, maybe it was a Michelob bottle he was trying to get.
And his leg somehow is inside a a piece of wood that is protruding from the bulkheading.
Right.
It looks like a bumper so that if a boat came in there that it wouldn't bump up against the bulkheading.
Right, exactly.
That's what it looks like.
He's stuck in between there and he's dangling over.
And his body is in the water.
Right, which is freezing cold.
And you're watching this happen?
I am.
That's exactly what
So the video starts with that, and then Dan pans from the guy in the water stuck with his leg stuck to his face with the hashtag boring hat, and he goes, Dan and Carter Red here, saving the day.
It's unbelievable. So, Al, did you have any conversation with Dan in regards to this, or was it all on social media?
Well, I talked to him through DMs on social media, but the worst part for Dan was that, you know, he took this time out of his day to make sure this guy was okay and saved, and he got to the restaurant and they had run out of beer.
That sucks.
I mean, he is chasing down this boring beer like to a point where it's like a stage five clinger.
Wow. Oh, yeah, he is into it. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, but you're right. Now knowing and assuming that this guy's okay because he was rescued, that image when he goes from this guy who's dangling to his face, knowing Dan, with that hat on, it's just incredible.
Can you play
that?
Can you just play the audio of that?
But it's not, you really need the visual.
I know what I'm saying? I could play
the more heroes, the better.
I could play from here. It'd
okay,
be
yeah.
Clearer.
Yeah,
let's
go
see.
For it.
Let's
yeah.
see what we got here.
This is Dan and Carter Red.
The wind.
Yeah, this guy's dangling in the water.
And his head's in the water.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Here it is.
Dan and Carter Red here saving the day in Deal Asbury Park border at the Deal Lake.
Dan and Carteret saving the day.
Yeah.
Hey. Saving the day.
And he wanted to tell News 12 New Jersey all about it.
So go, Al, scroll to the one where it's like a minute 20 and the cops and the firemen are getting this guy out of the water. And Dan does like a little bit more of a synopsis of what was going on.
Okay, this is video 2, I believe. Let's see what this one says.
And he tagged News 12.
Let's see.
Just the wind is hilarious to me in this thing.
This one might just be the saving video. I don't know. It's hard to tell. Oh, here we go. Nope.
Yeah, go to the
I'll
next.
Try the other one.
Yeah,
right,
I think the
on.
Next one is like, he's like, he said right, something along the lines of, I can't believe how cold that guy probably is.
Here we go.
The guy's going up the ladder now, right?
Yeah.
All right. I think he talks here. I hope he does.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine how unbelievably cold that man is because I'm freezing standing here on the bridge and I'm fully geared up with socks and sneakers on and I'm not in freezing cold water. This guy's barefoot and he's... Oof. Insane. Unbelievable, but so amazing.
So amazing.
All right, you can turn it off. Turn it off.
What is News 12 doing here? Who called them? I can't believe News 12 didn't cover this. This would have been a perfect story. They had video and everything.
I know. I'm really surprised. I mean, it's not like, you know, obviously stuff going on, but I mean, local stories and this local man saves another local man.
Take a look at that local man laying in the water, man. He looks like a bloated pig. I mean, like, how in the world did he fall in? And what the hell was he chasing?
I don't know. I mean, this poor guy.
You know, I told you guys that I used to be a part owner of a restaurant in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
It was called The Waterfront, and it was built on barges, and it sat on the river, the Ohio River, right. Across from Cincinnati.
It was
on the Kentucky side of the river, and it was held on by these big ramps, right? And...
Drunk people and water, man.
Well, and you know from being in Pittsburgh, you know, the Ohio River, the Allegheny River, I mean, these rivers roll.
They're moving.
And anytime there's a major storm, right, there's always excess that comes flying down the river, right?
Sure, yeah.
And there are a lot of farms along the river up through the Ohio Valley. And every now and again, you'd get a bloated pig or you'd get a bloated cow or something lodged up against the moorings of the restaurant, and you'd have to have some guy out there with a long pole trying to dislodge it from the dock or the moorings.
Could you imagine? Like, the guy, like, son of a bitch, this is a big one.
He's out there with a pick trying to blow holes in the thing and see if it would move. I mean, and that's what this guy looks like. It looks like he came, like, you know, down the river and got stuck in the moorings.
Oh, God, it's so bad. It's real. I want to know why he didn't want the cops to be called. He must have a record, a warrant out.
How about
something
just being
like
embarrassed?
That. Yeah, but you're going to die. Like, in that situation, like, embarrassment, forget about it. You know, it has to be another reason why.
Let's go to Gary in Brantford, Connecticut. Gary, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, I just want to thank Dan for his service. I mean, when I hear that story, I just think of that Enrique Iglesias song. I can be your hero, baby.
Yeah, I know. You got to see it. Like, it's funny, the audio with the wind and Dan going, oh, my, Dan and Carteret here saving the day. But seeing the guy dangling and then him panning to his face really is what makes this whole thing. But, yeah, I mean, I would imagine that guy, if he had been in there, what, an hour?
He would have had some serious... 15, well, no, he's, like I said, severely overweight.
Yeah.
Well, so, I mean...
But what? Just the way his leg was lodged in, it put his face into the water. Water. Like,
yeah,
he could have drowned even if it was not
his
deep.
His whole right shoulder and arm was in the water, and his head was in the water.
And you're watching this happen?
Yes, exactly. And his leg is, like, jammed into this protruding bumper, I guess it is.
You would have handled this exactly the same as Dan, Al?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. If the guy was yelling, don't call the cops, I'd say, I'd have to call the cops, please. And then I'd try to look for something like if there was a vine or something.
Oh, you actually engage in that way. Like,
well, I would have called 911. I would have only engaged if there was something that I could have dropped down to him.
Yeah.
To have him climb up, maybe?
Hey, Al, that guy, if you would have thrown a rope to him and you would have tried to pull him up, you would have been in the water.
Yeah, probably.
Right, that's what I would have
done. There is no way.
Yeah.
Maybe Dan, because Dan, you know, Dan's built.
Sure.
Strong,
he's thick. He's thick.
Yeah, he's got man hands. And,
yeah,
you know,
the whole thing. Yeah.
But it's not a situation you want to put yourself in. Unless the guy was like, it was life or death within minutes and you couldn't wait for the ambulance or the fire trucks or whoever to show up, the cops to show up, then you'd have to do something.
I mean, there's a lot of crazy crap that happens around here. Like, you could see anything. I mean, that's just like,
Dan's
here's a guy
walking to get some beer. This is kind of like
how do people run into crap like this?
No, I don't know, man. I don't know. But I'm glad that he did. And I'm glad everything's okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.